Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by Wayne's World and Lord of the Rings. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. Wayne's World, man. I saw a commercial on the Super Bowl that was a throwback to Wayne's World, which was really, God, man. Wayne's World was very interesting because Mike Myers, and I can't remember his, Dana, I think it's Dana Carvey. Anyway, they came up with these random characters that were just dudes hanging out in their parents' basement, essentially doing like a podcast. But this was from a long time ago, so it had this TV show called Wayne's World. It was originally, I believe, a Saturday Night Live skit, and then they made movies about it. Really funny, but it's almost like this time capsule of what podcasting and social media would become. Just random people, like, wandering around the world doing, like, a social media takeover. But again, it's Mike Myers doing, you know, Wayne wandering around his basement or going to get, you know, like donuts and stuff. It's really, I'm not doing the show justice, but it was really hilarious. In one of the Wayne's World shows, though, they go to a concert, and I can't remember if it was like Rolling Stones or I can't remember exactly what it was, but they go backstage and they meet the artist, and he's like, yeah, man, you should come hang out with me. And they immediately fall to the ground and start doing like, we're not worthy, we're not worthy. And man, it's a classic portrayal of just not feeling good enough to hang out with this, you know, ridiculous superstar. And that's a really, really common theme, that you're just not worthy to hang out with, you know, the super incredible person. And the portrayal of it in Wayne's World was really, really obviously comical and on point. But, you know, people fall into that. And there's a whole popular saying called act like you've been there before, right? So act like you've been in the situation, you understand how it goes, and you're worthy of being there instead of being awestruck and, you know, oh my God, this is so incredible. And again, that in itself is not a very amazing concept. But Lord of the Rings portrays a different side of being worthy of something that I thought was really on point. I was recently talking to some people about the idea of service, and there's a scene where one of the hobbits gets committed to serving an army, right? And he commits himself to this king, and he's like, I will die at the sword, and blah, blah, blah. And then he does something to piss off the king, and the king kicks him out. And he says, you're released from your obligation. Go and die in whatever way you see fit. And it was always a weird comment to me, because I was kind of like, what do you mean? What do you mean go and die in whatever way you see fit? Because the king no longer wanted the hobbit to serve in the army, right? He didn't want him to serve as a soldier. And it was such a weird thing to imagine that your capacity to serve somebody would be taken away. And again, I remember watching this thing like, what? Why is this so odd to me? And it's because you have to be, at some sense, worthy of the service you're attempting to engage in. In that cinematic portrayal, obviously, the Hobbit was just not worthy, no longer worthy to be part of this military. But you see this very frequently with relationships too, right? That's kind of what Wayne's World was trying to portray, obviously, in a very comical way. But if you are in a real relationship with somebody, one based on reciprocity, you take, obviously, from the relationship, but if it's a good relationship, you also give back, you serve the other person in whatever way that they need. You could be helping them, you know, make food, helping them get through their day, whatever it is. But both parties in the relationship have to agree that the person across from them is worthy of this service, right? They have to agree that they're worthy of the ability to, you know, help them with something or engage in their life or understand the problems that they're having, right? Like, I wouldn't let just anyone walk into my life and help me with stuff, right? And I certainly wouldn't let just anyone walk into my life and help me with stuff on the level that my wife helps me, right? Because there are a lot of people that I just don't trust, I don't like, they're just not worthy of that type of relationship, that type of service. And I think that's what people miss a lot with service. I think people view volunteer work in this light. I think people wonder, like, well, why can't I just come and volunteer here for, like, you know, an hour or two? And they're like, well, you know, first off, we need a commitment. You can't just come in for an hour or two. You got to commit for like 6 months. And, you know, you got to be the right guy, right? You can't just be anybody off the street if you're volunteering at old folks' home or a children's hospital or something like that. You can't just be a random dude. You have to be worthy of the service, even though you're volunteering. Even though you're not getting paid for it, you have to be worthy of the capacity to serve. And if you start thinking about your relationships in that way, as I did after this kind of thought hit me, you start realizing that it has nothing to do with payment in the classic sense. Serving other people, especially being able to serve somebody who's valuable, being able to take care of my wife, being able to help her in her time of need or do whatever, that's payment enough. Being chosen as a worthy individual to serve and care for somebody is payment enough. Because who would really let you in like that? Who really wants you to know the nitty-gritty of their life? Who wants you to know the problems they're having, their weaknesses? Very few people want to share that with just anyone. And the aspect of service and being worthy of service is something that is so intensely lost on people. And I think if we start focusing on that more, am I worthy? Am I a worthy servant? Am I a worthy partner? Am I valuable? That's a thing that can really, really take people to the next level with understanding their roles in other people's lives. It's a very tricky concept. It's a very odd thing to consider yourself worthy or unworthy of serving someone else. But again, I think if we can bring that kind of to the center of our focus, especially with our very deep and meaningful interpersonal connections, I think we'll ultimately be better friends. I think we'll be better partners. I think we'll just be better overall. And if we're all better, we all benefit. So just think about it. I'm Matt Todd, and this is the engine that drives me. Go out and crush it.